Devastated villages, the Cubans obviously wanted to go back home now, and the government of Pakistan said to them, could you please stay a little longer? We want you to be here because you have done such a wonderful job. And incidentally, none of this wonderful work that the Cubans had done was reported in the Pakistani media. They were only talking about what a great job Americans have done, or what wonderful job the British have done, or the Canadians or others, but not the Cubans. So the government of Cuba said, we will do something better. We will take 100 students from the earthquake areas of Pakistan and we'll take them to Cuba. 1,000. We will take them at our expense and we will train them as doctors. And those 1,000 students are still in Cuba. They are getting their training. And of course, the Cuban government has just one condition, that once they qualify as doctors, they're not going to disappear in England or America or anywhere else. They have to go back to their country to serve their people for a minimum of 5 years. So I would say to my friend Jose, thank you very much for your generosity and kindness. And you are among friends. Could you please share your thoughts with us? Please welcome Jose.
Honorable Cynthia McKinney, former U.S. Congresswoman. Distinguished speakers and participants. First of all, we want to thank all of you for this opportunity and congratulations today because of everything that you have to celebrate today. We live in a world with a military expenditure of $1.5 trillion, but at the same time with a billion human beings suffering of hunger. A world where only one country concentrates 60% of military expenditure. A world where, as rule, even in rich countries, inequality is getting bigger. 50 years ago, the leader of the Cuban Revolution, Fidel Castro, said at the United Nations, for the philosophy of war to disappear, first, the philosophy of dispossession and colonization must disappear. Cuba considers an international crime, the war of aggression. Cuba condemns imperialism as the first force of aggression in the world. And we are in solidarity with all countries and peoples of the world that are victims of imperialist aggression. Cuba supports the right of the Islamic Republic of Iran to self-determination, sovereignty, and independence. Cuba supports the creation of an independent Palestinian state with Jerusalem as its capital. And by the way, there is an ambassador for Palestine in Havana. Cuba considers that respect for the rights of the peoples of Iran and Palestine is peace, so there should be respect for the rights. Cuba considers that to preserve peace, first it is necessary to grant and to recognize the rights of peoples to independence, sovereignty, self-determination, justice, and development. Distinguished participants, in September 2010, we in Cuba commemorated the 50th anniversary of the encounter of Malcolm X and the leader of the Cuban Revolution when he visited the United Nations for the first time. It was Malcolm X that, amongst the hostility of the imperialist government of the U.S., facilitated our Cuban delegation to stay at Hotel Teresa in New York. In the last 50 years, Cuba has achieved a lot, including moving forward imminent danger of a nuclear confrontation, demonstrated that there is nothing that can intimidate or subdue our people. It was necessary the international solidarity and the serenity of our country to move forward after that very dangerous moment in history. But we said, we don't have strategic missiles. We have moral missiles. Yeah. We stand with resistance and dignity the economic, financial, and commercial blockade of the United States. And now I would like to send to thank very much Honorable Cynthia McKinney for standing up against this cruel policy in the United States. Thank you very much. Cuba, as the rest of the world considers indispensable peace for fighting against illnesses, illiteracy, hunger, and social development. We can, with humility, being humble, say that yes, it is possible to fight for peace and preserving peace when you defend your sovereignty, when you have internal unity against imperialism menace, when you develop solidarity relations with the rest of the people of the world, when you confront the menace, the provocations, and pressures of imperialism. Against all forecasts, Cuba can offer this today, the conviction that it's possible to resist imperialism and to reach peace with development when you stand for your rights all around the world. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Jose, for that wonderful presentation.